Hello there, welcome to the first episode of Explaining Sonic, or Sonic Explain, I forgot the name. Anyway, so yeah, today's episode, or the first episode, we'll be talking about the Chaos Emeralds in Sonic the Hedgehog, you know, how the Blue Bird can actually talk about, how he can, like, manipulate the power and how it works. Now, keep in mind that this is not proven. This is not canon. This is just my theories on the matter. So, yeah. If you want some mediocre theories about Sonic the Hedgehog, I suggest you go over here. If you want actual things that talk about Sonic the Hedgehog, like actual canon and stuff like that, I suggest you go find somewhere else. Anyway, let's start. In Sonic the Hedgehog 1, the first ever Sonic game on the Sega Genesis, during 1991. So, here, it's a very basic plotline. There's a good guy, there's a bad guy. We've got Sonic the Hedgehog and we've got Eggman. And, yeah, Dr. Robotnik, if you guys want to call him that, Dr. Robotnik is trying to get the magical Chaos Emeralds, which are seven magical emeralds, which are actually six magical emeralds that have, like, unlimited power. I might explain how that power, what that power and how it works is in a different video. Song thing. Yeah. Anyway. So yeah, and Sonic is trying to get them back. The reason why this is because Dr. Robotnik is turning woodland creatures into robots. Now, this is bad because he's turning live animals into heartless robots without their permission and kidnapping them. Not only that, but that's Sonic's friends. So, yeah. Anywho. Of course, this gets Sonic mad. But he has to get the Chaos Emeralds in order to do this. Sonic gets the Chaos Emeralds by doing this thing. He has to collect 50 gold rings, in which these 50 gold rings are floating across his land and the stages. So he has to collect 50 of them, pass by a checkpoint, which is essentially like a little thing that he goes next to when he dies. But once he does, there'll be a little star roundabout thing. Actually, scratch that. When he gets to the end of a zone, there'll be a huge ring. He jumps into that, and he goes into the special stage. Now, I have a small theory on the special stage, but I'm not going to share that. Anyway, let's get into the actual meat of this. At the end of Sonic 1, Sonic is running around, going around to find, you know, having a good life. He just defeated Robotnik, he freed all his wooden creatures, he's got everything. And suddenly, his hands start glowing. Not glowing, but, like, they start lighting up. There starts to be a flashing white light coming from them. So he uncuffs his hands while running. He stops, uncuffs his hands, and the emeralds come flying out of his hands, circling in the air, doing a pattern. And eventually, there's a huge flash, and then next thing you know, there's a bunch of cool flowers. Now, keep in mind that this is only six emeralds. Not only that, but Sonic didn't even know what these things could do. Sonic just thought they were emeralds. He didn't know. And not only that, but he doesn't know that there are actually six. He doesn't know he can tap into the power. He doesn't even know what's going on. So, that's essentially what happened. Next thing is, we get into Sonic 2. Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Where Tails the Fox is introduced. So, in this, Tails is like, hey Sonic, I want to be your friend, yada yada yada. The big thing in this is, the Chaos Emeralds don't play a huge role. Dr. Robotnik is not trying to get them this time. But what he is trying to do is make an enormous Death Egg ship that will... I forgot what it does. It helps. Oh yeah, he's trying to turn woodland creatures back into robots again, like usual. But this time he built a huge base, so that way Sonic couldn't get to him as easy. Anyway, so yeah, that's essentially that. Sonic and Tails beat Dr. Robotnik. It's not a major thing in the Sonic plot, But it's when it comes around and Sonic the Hedgehog 3 is the thing that really puffs up is where something that interesting in the story actually coughs up. This being Knuckles the Echidna in Angel and the Floating Island or Angel Island. Now Knuckles the Echidna is a red echidna and is the guardian of the Master Emerald. And you may be asking, what is the Master Emerald? Well, the Master Emerald is actually what supplies the Chaos Emeralds with their power. It's kind of like, let me think. Like, there are 7 emeralds, right? You may be wondering, where do they get their power? From the Master Emerald. Now, there is no clear explanation, or at least canonical explanation, on where the Master Emerald gets its power. But again, there's an explanation where the Chaos Emeralds gets their power. So if the Master Emerald is shattered, it can drain all the Chaos Emerald's power. And there's also another thing, Angel Island Zone, where Knuckles the Echidna lives. Angel Island is, well, a floating island in the sky, where Knuckles lives, and that's where the Master Emerald lays and rests. Knuckles is the guardian of the Master Emerald. He guards it with his life and won't let anybody touch it. Sonic and Tails went over for a ride to go see what was up about it, but Knuckles went and gone and punched him right in his little blue gut. Now you may be asking, why is this Knuckle guy punching Sonic? Well, here's a little explanation for you good people. Knuckles was tricked by Dr. Robotnik that Sonic took the Chaos Emeralds. Now, since Knuckles is the guardian of the Master Emerald, of course he would need the Chaos Emeralds. He needs to keep them safe as well. So Sonic's like, hey, what the heck, man? You took my emeralds. And Knuckles is like, nah, fam, you're gone. You're going crazy. You're gonna use them for evil power and stuff. Which Dr. Robotnik told Knuckles that Sonic has been going crazy ever since Sonic got a hold of the Chaos Emeralds. Which is completely, utterly not true. Eggman is always going to be the bad guy, trust me. Except for when he isn't. But, yeah. Anyway, obviously, Knuckles is peeved about this. He punches Sonic, yada, 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 all that. Here comes the big part, though. The reason why the Master Emerald is so, well, special is because, well, again, it gives the Chaos Emeralds life. But another thing. It stops Knuckles' island, the floating island, from crashing into the sea below. And that's a bad thing, because if it does that, the island is big enough that if it does that, it will cause a tsunami through probably the entire world. That's how big the island is. And that would destroy all life, drown every little animal, and most likely kill Sonic, Tails, Knuckles, and everybody else there. So, yeah. Anywho. So, yeah, that's essentially how that goes. So Sonic is like, hey, 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 that's not cool. Don't, man. And around the end is where we get into a little bit more meteor. Knuckles finds out that Dr. Eggman tricked him and teams up with Sonic to defeat him. The bigger thing is, Dr. Eggman just stole the Master Emerald, and now Angel Island is about to crash into the ocean. Sonic's running across Knuckles' Sky Sanctuary, which is also a part of the floating island, and is trying to get to the Death Egg, which, yes, has been rebuilt. That also makes me mad. The Death Egg had been rebuilt in this game. Anyway. And he gets to Eggman, and all that happens. But here's the thing. One thing that I forgot to say recently is that in the beginning of Sonic 3, Sonic turns into Super Sonic. Which, if you may be wondering, what is Super Sonic? Well, it's essentially, if you're familiar with Dragon Ball Z, it's essentially just Sonic going Super Saiyan. But here's the thing. Remember how back in Sonic 1, Sonic hasn't tapped into the power, and he doesn't know that there's 7 emeralds. While in Sonic 2, it's not something big, which is why I skipped over it, but in Sonic 2, he finds out that there's 7 emeralds and not just 6. which causes him to gather them all. And he eventually learns how to actually tap into the power and harness it. So essentially, he gets the emeralds and he can harness their energy and put it into his heart and soul, which would cause him to become supersonic and more powerful, faster, pretty much better Sonic in general. And at the beginning, Knuckles punches the yellow out of him. Which, by the way, if you do not know this, Super Sonic is pretty much indestructible. He can fly in space without needing any oxygen tank. He's just very powerful in general. So it's not normal for Knuckles to punch the supersonic out of him, but he did, and it was in one direct weak point. A lot of people say that's not possible, Knuckles can't do it, but here's the problem. If Sonic doesn't expect something, that's what people usually forget about. Sonic does not think before he acts. That's one thing that's for sure. Sonic does not think about what he's going to do next. So, Sonic did not see that coming. And since Knuckles can punch very hard, and he has, spikes on his fists, of course that would knock the crap out of Sonic. Sonic didn't know it was coming, so his guard was down, and he was weakened, which caused Knuckles to be able to smack the Chaos Emeralds out of him. So, yeah. That's basically... This episode... Sorry about the farting. This entire episode, I promise in the next episode you will never hear it again. I'm truly sorry. Anyway. So, yeah, that's all we have for today. Essentially, I'm explaining how the heck Sonic the Hedgehog, could tap into the power of the Emeralds. We are at the 12-minute mark. This is what I'm gonna do. I have been Aiden Mash. Go check out my YouTube channel. And I will be on my way. I'm out. Just give me a second.